Good morning. It's the 5th of January. Our New Testament reading today is Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, Glimpses of Glory. This particular section is headed Judge Not. Brother Dudley discusses the ecclesial responsibility to judge and then writes this. Of course, it hardly needs to be said that where the teaching of Scripture is involved, then we must endorse the authority of the Word of God. In this respect, we have an infallible guide, and strictly speaking, it is not we, but the Scripture that judges the actions of men. However, it is a universal human weakness that while we are able to apply Scripture to others in this way, we can blithely turn a blind eye to our own failings. Herein lies the danger. And again, the Scripture provides us with examples of human fallibility in the exercise of discretion and judgment. The Lord Jesus highlighted this human failure when, with more than a touch of humour, he said, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." The picture, which must surely have caused some amusement, is of a man with a plank of wood in his eye, desperately striving to remove a twig out of his brother's eye. The lesson is, of course, deadly serious. The one was oblivious of his own failing. Such was his self-esteem that he was blinded to his desperate need, yet nonetheless still anxious to put right the much smaller fault that he detected in his brother. Luke's record of the Lord's words, uttered surely on a different occasion, has an interesting variation. This is in Luke 6. The man with the beam in his eye speaks to his fellow disciple, "Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye." So much depends upon the emphasis, the inflection of the voice. One wonders whether the word brother has an air of insincerity, a pretence of goodwill, for so much can be conveyed by the manner in which a word is spoken. We return to the Lord's words in Matthew 7. The Greek verb is imperative, literally, "be not judging." It describes a critical censorious spirit that is always seeing the bad and never looking for the good. Vine's dictionary says of the word that it signifies to assume the office of a judge. It describes the attitude that does not simply judge in the sense of showing a discriminating or judicious spirit, but it goes further in that it also condemns. Herein lies the danger, for whereas we have an infallible guide in the Scriptures to determine whether actions are right or wrong, we have no such guide in determining an individual's guilt. We cannot judge motives or the pressure of circumstances. God alone knows the hearts of men. He only knows the truth of the situation and the measure of the guilt, or otherwise, of the individual. How needful it is, then, to heed the counsel of the Lord Jesus, not to be of a censorious and judgmental spirit, remembering also the need for a balanced approach, for there will always be occasions when the guidance of the Word of God will lead us to judge the actions of an individual, but never the motives or the deep things of the heart, which God alone knows. As several writers have expressed it, we must be judicious without ever becoming judicial. We condemn the act, but not the individual, for that is God's prerogative alone. And we know that we all fall short and depend upon the mercy and grace of our Heavenly Father. Thank you for listening.